In the end of Siman Shem Mem Zayin, Mishnah Berurah brings a few more halachas. Somebody who throws an item from Shtaram to Shtarabim and it goes through a Shtiyachid in between, but didn't start or end there, or from Shtiyachid to a different Shtiyachid with the Shtarabim in between, he's Potter. Now, in the first case of a Shtaram to Shtarabim with a Shtiyachid in between, let's say the item went a few Amos, and this was Shtarabim, a few Amos, and that was Shtarabim. If it added together, it ends up being four Amos, he is Chayiv. For Avaris Dal Amos Shtarabim, for caring for Amos Shtarabim, or throwing for Amos and Shtarabim, because the item started and ended had Akira and Hanoch Shtarabim, and it traveled for Amos and Shtarabim. In fact, there was Shtiyachid in between. It doesn't make things worse, but also does not make things any better. Someone who passes an item from Shtiyachid to Shtiyachid through Shtarabim, if it's a one row, that means going lengthwise, if Shtiyachid, then Shtarabim, then Shtiyachid, even if he does it over to Amos on the ground through the Shtarabim, he's going to be Chayiv. Do me the Mishkan, because the Mishkan did such by the Gullus, by the wagons of the Mishkan, the Levim. However, it's Bishnei Dutius, if two Shtiyachids are crossing each other and it travels through Shtarabim between, Shtiyachid with Shtarabim Be'emetz in between, even if it's less than that Tvachim on the ground, he's going to be Potter. Now, somebody sticks his hands into a Shtiyachid and he takes water out from a ditch in Shtiyachid and takes outside Shtarabim, he's going to be Chayiv. Because the water was Munach Shtiyachid, he was Moitzi in Shtiyachid Shtarabim. Although the water he took was on top of the puddle, so to speak, was not directly on the ground. The whole water is considered like one. It's considered like it took it from a place that was munach, was placed on the ground. However, if someone took, let's say, fruit that was sitting, floating on top of the water in Shtiyachid, oil, the oil and water did not mix, the oil was floating on top of the water in Shtiyachid, he takes the fruit or the oil out into Shtarabim, he's not going to be chayiv, because the akira was not done by Agabi Karko Shtiyachid, the akira is rather done from the top of the water that was in Shtiyachid. It was not considered probably munach there, therefore it's not considered an akira. Simon Shimon Ches, then Moshe Meshus Tashur, someone who passes something from Meshus to the other. One Sif, the Mechabah says, someone standing with Shtiyachid, and he has fruit in his hands, and he sticks out his hands into Shtarabim, less than Tetzvachim off the ground, because it would be more than Tetzvachim off the ground, be Mokka Petur, it wouldn't be an issue. But it was less than Tetzvachim off the ground. So if he did B'Shegeg, he's allowed to pull his hand back to that Chatzar and undo what he did. However, he cannot pull his hand over to a different Chatzar and put it down on a different Chatzar, because then his machshava is benefiting for what he originally planned on doing, of taking this item out of this original chatzar and bringing it to different rishus. And then Mishnah Berurah brings machlokes if this problem of putting it down now in a different chatzar is only if the original plan was to put it in that different chatzar, or even if he's planning on putting down Shtarabim, it's still a problem since it's called that was the sky machshava. He got what he wanted. He got it out of the original chatzar. Let's say he did b'mezid. B'mezid, he took his handful of fruit and stretched down himself to Shtarabim. So then there's a knas that's also for him to pull his hand back even to the original chatzar when he started from. Rather, he has to leave his hand outstretched into his Shtarabim until the end of Shabbos. And the Mechab brings Yeshem and different Shita. They hold that this is only if he stuck out his handful of fruit from Shtiyachid or Shtarabim, he bode him before Shabbos. And the way he did wrong is they left the stretched out as such into Shabbos and Zachshash is going to be doing the Anocha in Shtarabim. But if stretching out his hand from Shtiyachid or Shtarabim with the fruit that was done on Shabbos, so then we do let him pull his hand back. Because if we don't let him pull his hand back, we tell him he's a stay at the end of Shabbos, eventually he might be too much for him, we'll end up dropping it down to Shtarabim, and it'll come out the day of Malach HaDaraisa, of itself from Shtiyachid to Shtarabim on Shabbos. So rather have him pull his hand back, not to a different Chatzar, but pull his back to the original Chatzar for which it started. The Mechaber also says that somebody who's Moichi Salvim from Shtiyachid to a Carmelis, whether it's a Sheik or Maze, his whole Knas does not exist, then he could pull it back to that Chatzar, not to a different Chatzar, but he could pull it back to the original chatzar. He was amazed. We don't count on him. He has to keep his hand outstretched in the Carmelis. Shmuel brings to the Bi'ah Agra. The guide says Carmelis is the same thing as with Shtarabim, and therefore, if he did amazed, he would have to leave his hand outstretched in the Shtarabim, would not be able to pull it back even to the original chatzar, and presumably have the same achleks and different shittas. If this only when he did it by Yom, or even when he did this on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah discussed somebody's moving chafetz items around from one place to another place, and he ends up somehow doing haitzah along the way. So it's not chayv chatas, not nisa d'raisa, because the akira, the original picking it up, was not meant amanas to haitzah. So all you have is the hanocha without the akira. Also, somebody who has one end of a stick that he's magbia picks up part of it and moves it, and he picks up the other end of the stick and moves it piece by piece at a time, even the whole day. There's never one time they did a full akira and hanocha on the whole stick. So then he's never going to be chayv. He'll only be potter of a loser. However, if he drags the item on the ground for Amos and Shtarabim, he'll be chayiv, because when Megal rolling something and dragging something, is also considered like Kiev Anocha, it'll also be a problem of a varstal Amos.